Belang missed the night, so he gets booted.
Okay, Lang, sorry.
Naftali doesn't
I have Rachmonis.
have
I'll give him another shot, but first he has to teach him a lesson. He has to take priority. It has to be a commit. It has to be a commitment. It has to mean something.
Oh, Vamish. I'm glad Naftali's not my Mashgiach.
I'm like wondering who's talking. We saw Lang and then we see Leiter talking. I'm like, what's going on here?
That's great. All right, Baruch Hashem. Okay. Simakupe. So an interesting shiloh that somebody asked me today, actually. I mean, another one will come up later. Camp is a good time to have all these Geneva Gzela shilas. But a guy asked me, not from camp, that when he was putting up his Rebbe's sukkah, I guess as a memento, he took a little piece of his Rebbe's schach. I mean, I'm assuming he took it out, segula, so I don't know what but now he's regretting that maybe he stole from his Rebbe. So should he pay back his Rebbe? Should he tell him something? I don't know. Anyway. But okay, it was an interesting case. I told him just give the Rebbe some money. He doesn't have to tell him. He says he doesn't think the Rebbe would mind, which is what we learned yesterday. He doesn't think he would mind at all. Okay, Simen Kufpe Beis, Ois Yud Beis. All right, this is a very common case. Mamash a common case. Mi shenechlefu like Kalev, the Beis HaMishta Kedoyma. Let's say somebody swapped out your clothing. Whatever, it doesn't mean anything. In a base of Mishnah Kedoshim, my reza lo yishtamish bekelim elu shabo liyodoi, he should not use this clothing that came into his hand. Veinam shaloi, and they're not his. Meaning, so you go to shul, you come back, and you see your raincoat is gone. That's usually the one that it is, a raincoat. And you see another raincoat that looks exactly the same, but it's not yours. So you know for sure the guy took your raincoat. And the shaila is, can you take that raincoat instead? So the kids are saying you can't. All right. So ukashiyav, and when the Bala Chavetz comes, you have to give it back to him. Nevad, even if his own is going to get lost. Right? Doesn't make a difference. The They have somebody does laundry for the public. And you go to the cleaners, and the cleaners gives you a shirt that doesn't belong to you. Also, lalosha, you can't wear it. El tzarach lachzira lebaylov, you have to give it back to the owner. Vavav pisha shaloi nevet, even though yours is lost. Ach, namunach etz a yomim rabbi imachi yefshe shaloi chakru habaylan beitayim acha shalem. But if it sits by you for so long, and then nobody came to look for their stuff. As mutter, then it's mutter for him to wear it. Silka, because the kavesas, the launderer, removed the owners, vishilma, and paid for this lost clothing. Right? So, memela, meaning the guy must have been taken care of already. Since the person was taken care of already, so then you can keep it. Right, there are cases where police can say that you're allowed to, if it's very clear. I don't remember who says it, but if it's very clear, Taka, that the guy's never coming back, and your mama swapped out your exact food. So there are police going to say that it's mutter.
Does that mean if it's day 31 in Shayashiv where they give away the stuff after 30 days? Or they say it's Hefker after 30 days? So day 31, you could take it.
I would think, once it goes Hefker, then for sure. Right? This is talking about before they had all these fancy policies in the shuls and the yeshivas about Hefker and all that. It's not so simple that yeshivas could even do this Hefker policy. Right? That's why in Rabbi Forshul, they have a sign that says that if you come into this shul, on episode, they have episode Lashon. If you come into the shul and then you're coming in with a Tanai, that if you leave it, et cetera, et cetera. Then you're relinquishing your rights or something like that. Fine. Mishum, it's also to benefit from anything that belongs to your friend without his das. Even though it's 100% clear to him that when it gets known to the Baal Yismuhu, they're going to be happy. Not only going to allow it, they're going to be happy for your gilu. Because of his love for him, it's still usher to use it. Right? So this comes up in, I think we mentioned the other night in camp. You know, you want to use your roommate's chair, or you want to use his flashlight, etc. These types of things, right?
Even if, like last week, you asked him and he said yes, you could borrow it. So now he's not around to ask him, but he said yes before.
Yeah, so there are shitas that say that that's okay. I think in this kuntres that I just came out with, I forgot what I write in there, but I write that if there's no damage that's going to be done for things, then it's okay, right? Then it would be allowed to. You would be allowed to. Yeah, I forgot who it is that's chaylik on it. On this chaylik on this kitzur. You go into what do you call it? An orchard or a garden. Also, you can't be malaket peres without medasabalim. Even though he mamish loves him like himself. And he knows for sure he's going to be happy. Even though now he doesn't know about it, he's nena be'iser. And he has to warn the Ramesh that nichshol in it. People are nichshol in it. I have the no, right here. We have the farm, you know, Rabbi Franklin's farm that has all the dairy products and meat products. I can guarantee you, I go in there and take whatever I want from the fridge, and they'll be very happy. And good, come close friends, they'll be very happy if I take it. But you can't go in there and just take without asking. So somebody, a ben beisai of a person, he's allowed to give money to an ani or food, or to the child of a good friend of the Baal HaBayis. That's the meaning of the Baal HaBayis. That's not called Shalemidas. That's the meaning of HaBayilim, and the Baalim know about this meaning. You're allowed to collect tzedakah from women. Women don't have any of the rights to the money. The money's all belong to her husband. So a woman can't give large amounts of tzedakah. Right? So you're allowed to because of this. But a owner of a house, meaning gives some sort of permission to his kid, to his wife, to give out some of his money. Right? So you can take a little bit. You can't take a large donation from a woman. They know that this is the regular way you do it. You have a family, and then Baruch Hashem, you allow them to have leeway. Same thing by a paradise. If you constantly go to that house and you're constantly eating or whatever to that farm, then it's allowed. Similar cases. Somebody finds fruit on the street that's under the tree that's leaning over. If they're peiros, that's the derech to fall from the tree. And when they fall down, they're disgusting. And even if they're not disgusting, that rive of the people passing there are goyim. Or it's peiros, that's the derech of behemoth to eat them. So, meaning, bottom line is, if you leave the fruit there, it's going to get ruined. Hare a bailam karnas yashuman and mutaris, the bailam and miyayish from them, and then mutar. Aval imehain, peiras sha'ena nemasa, it's been a filoson, but if they don't get dirty. Veroiva, Ibram Shomahema Yisrael, and most people that pass there are yidden, asurum shum gazel. It's also because of gazel. Vimhain shal yisayim katanim, and if it belongs to minor yisayim, asurum becholinian, it's also in all situations, kia katanim, ain hayeyish mechila shalahem klum. Because katanim, their yish means is nothing, meaning that's the whole thing with being makna things to a katan and taking back from a katan, etc. Dina de machus, dina, that's all he says, Dina of the Malchus is a din. Now, there's a lot of there's a lot there exactly what this means. Meaning basically what the king says goes. No matter what, whatever laws the king says, you have to abide by them. So there's a lot of tumult exactly how what this means, how far you go. Are you allowed to speed? Are you allowed to run a stop sign? Do you have to report cash as earnings and those types of things? Okay, that's we'll leave it. We'll leave it at that. Damaging with money. Also, you're not allowed to damage the mammon of your friend. Even with the das to pay. Same way, it's also to steal with the das to pay. Right? We said yesterday, you're not allowed to steal on the das that you're going to pay. Even to cause a damage to your friend. Whether it's Maisa, whether it's Zibor, also it's also B'chol HaGarim Nezik and whoever causes Nezik, even in its a way that is Potem Dinei Odom, Chai B'dinei Shemayim, is Chai B'dinei Shemayim, Ad Sheyifaisas Chaveiroi, until he appeases his friend. Beis Afilu Sheba Eizid Nezik Olav, even if some damage comes onto him, also L'Salkamei Olav, it's also to remove from him, Im Al Yedeze Yigrim Sheyovai Al Chaveiroi. If by doing that, it's going to cause him to come to his friend, right? Meaning, if you can't take, if you have a bug flying towards you, you can't take that bug and knock it towards your friend. He also lots of lasatzma. You're not allowed to save yourself. Afilu begram nezek mamon chaveri. Even if it's just going to be a goyrim of a nezek to the friend. Avakoydim shabah nezek alav. But before the damage comes onto him, before the damage is there, he can knock it off. And even though it's going to go to the friend, right? Keep going. Let's say you have a stream of water that's going to wipe out his field. Before it goes into his field, he could build a fence, right? You hear that there's going to be a flood, or it's a risk of flood. So you can build a fence in your property so that it doesn't go to you. Oh, it's going to end up going to your friend. That's not your problem. Even though it's going to end up wiping out his friend's field. But once the water goes into his field, also let's see, then you can't reroute the water into the field of your friend. Since the nezek is on him, he can't remove it from him, latiloi al chaverin, to put it onto his friend. The same thing if there's the soldiers from a king's army, and everybody has to put up. That's the way it worked. The soldiers would come, and you have to put up the soldiers. Also, you can't go bribe the king's. Whatever the work, that's going to cause damage. With all tax things, also you can't go to the head officer to make yourself potter. Through that, you're going to be, it's going to weigh down on others. And if you do this, you're called a miser. You hear what he's saying? He's saying that. If you go and get yourself out, let's say the community, I mean, I don't know exactly the case, but let's say community has to pay $1,000 tax altogether, and you convince them not that you at your potus, and now it's going to cause everybody else. It's going to cause everybody else to have a problem. So that's not allowed. Okay, we'll stop there, round one.